This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe where the Rangers are going to host the White Sox tonight. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30 here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys. Joining us now from the morning news, longtime Cowboy reporter Calvin Watkins here in the Nation. How you doing,
He's
Calvin?
What's going on? What's going on?
Calvin, what up, bro?
I mean,
What's going on?
Hey, you tell us, man, what can you help us with this Micah story and Jerry Jones? What is the lay of the land there?
The lay of the land is I just think they're not as close as we think they are with the contract, right? I think they're playing games with each other. So, like, Jerry says, tell your agent to call me and we can get things going. And then the agent says, well, no, Jerry, you call me, let's get things going. And then you ask Micah, why not tell your agent to call Jerry? I don't want to talk about that.
So do they not like each other?
Jerry, oh, I think they all like each other, but it's just, it's like, I think I wrote this earlier this week. It's like a reality show. It's just unnecessary drama. It helps you guys out because you got something to talk about in the middle of the summer, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it helps me out because I get something to write about in the middle of the summer. So that's what this is. I do believe at some point when we get to California for training camp that they'll get this done. I don't think they'll get it done before we go to camp, and I'm supposed to leave July 20th for California. So that's where we are. You know, unless something has changed in the last 30 seconds, but I think that's just where we are.
So how is playing this game worth it to the Joneses with the TJ Watt contract potentially getting done and raising the price? How is there value in that for Jerry to be stubborn and not pick it up and play that game?
I don't know if Watt's going to get that type of money. To me, the standard is your boy Myles Garrett. You know, and then the mark that you're looking at that Micah wants is $200 million in total compensation. So unless Watt's going to get that, which I don't think he is, because this might be his third contract, and even Micah had talked about that a little bit the other day, he might not be in play. So to me, it's the $40 million average salary, which is what Myles Garrett has. So unless Watt's going to surpass that in some way, then yeah. But you know what? To your point, we know what the money is right now. Because, you know, your boy in Cincinnati, he's holding out too. Hendrickson, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Right.
So he didn't lead the league in sacks last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He did, yep.
And they were a bad defense, and he was the best player on a bad defense, right? So, you know, that's another story for another day. But he had a heck of a year. So you kind of know where the money is, and maybe – Watt and Hendrickson are waiting on Micah. So Micah knows what the mark is. The high mark is Garrett, Myles Garrett. So everything's in line for you to take care of Micah Parsons. Why they won't do this is a great mystery that I don't have the answer to. And maybe you guys do, but I don't.
No, we're still searching, Calvin. Has there been any added pressure
to you now having the first question at the press conferences, sir?
Yeah, there's a little pressure because anyone is going to second guess the first question you ask, right? So outside of, like, there's something going on, like someone's hurt, someone's holding out, you lose a tough game in a particular manner. So, you know, you do a lot of these things every day. Sometimes I would say to David Moore, I said, what you got? And he goes, I have nothing. Right? And then somehow he'll come up with it. So there was a little bit of pressure there, but, you know, you figure it out as you go along. So, but there's so much drama with this team that it'll be pretty easy to come up with a good first question, I think.
What can you share with us about the Trayvon Diggs drama? Like, how's his rehab going? Is he going to end up losing out on $500,000? There's friction with him and the training staff, clearly. Like, the Diggs stuff's a little weird.
Yeah, he does not get along with the strength and conditioning staff. The training staff. For whatever reason. Now, the training staff, they're old school. Britt Brown, director of rehab, he's one of the best in the NFL, right? If you got a bad foot, bad leg, trying to get back, he's your guy. He will get you on the field. He's tough love, right? So if you're not that kind of guy that likes tough love, then Britt Brown is not your cup of tea. So that's the issue that they're having. And in today's NFL, guys want to train away from the facility, so you have to let them, especially your star players. And that's where they are. It was kind of interesting that, you know, Diggs is willing to lose $500,000 out of a $9 million base salary, right? And you could say, well, it's just $500,000 out of $9 million. Well, the taxes and all that, you know, every little bit helps, right?
So that's a lot of money, yeah.
You know, so it's interesting that he's willing to lose this amount of money just to say, I can't train at the facility. Now, he was training with Britt Brown yesterday, but it was interesting as he was on the cords, these resistance cords that they use, Britt's holding them, there was a guy there with them. He wasn't like a bodyguard, but I think he might have been the other trainer. He was there, so, and I hadn't seen that before. Mm-hmm. And it was just those three guys by themselves. Well, normally, Britt is working with a player or two by himself, but this time there was someone else down there. I'm not sure who that guy was. I don't know if he was like a buffer or, you know how you make a pitching change and the interpreter comes out there with Bruce Bochy and then, you know, and they're talking to the pitcher. It was kind of like that. So there you are with Diggs.
I love it. It's Calvin Watkins here with you. Now, reading your story, he was making a case that he was ahead of schedule last year, got back week one, even though he wasn't supposed to be back in October. Is a similar thing realistic this year?
He says it is, but this type of surgery is a little more complex. He had a torn ACL last year when he came back. This one, he needs some grafts, you know, some tissue moved around, and, you know, so it's a little more complex. So, and he told me he has no swelling, got no discomfort, said he's moving around well. He said the rehab this go around is a lot better. And I asked him, is that because of what you did last year in rehab? He said, no, it's just a lot better, a lot easier. And it was interesting that he said, I don't know if you guys have the internet over there, but he released a documentary on YouTube of his rehab process. And he told me he released it because he saw people were questioning his rehab commitment. And so he released the video to show people, I am working out, I am working hard. And he's going to release another one about the rehab this upcoming summer. So he's aware of the criticism from everybody, including you guys. And so hopefully he'll be okay.
Calvin, what do you think about this offense? Obviously just OTAs and whatnot, but having the Pickens factor, new coaching staff, how different does this offense look? Is it bringing any excitement to you?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's good to see Pickens out there, and you could tell he is an elite player. And you add him with CeeDee Lamb, and the passing game should be dynamic. And they're doing a lot of quick throws with Dak underneath. They're trying to throw it vertically with Pickens and Terp and CD. So I like to see that, but we'll find out when they play Philly week one on that Thursday night if all this works.
You've gone through several coaching changes. We got all the good vibes right now, the energy. I mean, what's your take right now on the new Schottenheimer regime?
I like what he's trying to do. You know, everyone, I saw Pete Carroll was wrestling with the players and they're swimming. And so they all got their little gimmicks to bring everyone together, right? So this is nothing new. You know, Shotty's not finding this under a rock and say, oh, look what I discovered. We're going to play ping pong in the locker room. Well, that's not a new thing, right? But, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that this is nothing new. But I think it's a good thing that Shotty is trying to bring some chemistry to the team. And he wants everyone to bond and be together. I think that's why he asked Micah in the offseason, hey, I need you to come to the first day of offseason workouts. Because it means a lot to me and it means a lot to these guys that you're here. And Micah said, okay, I'll be there, right? Micah's locker was moved closer to Dak Prescott's to help Micah be a better leader. And who's a better leader than Dak Prescott, right? So some of the things that Shotty's doing I really like, and he knows this better than anybody. Ultimately, you got to win some football games. Because if you lose 4 games in a row or you're going through a tough time, as soon as that ping pong table is moved to the back, it's going to be a story. You know? So we'll see what happens.
I love it. Calvin Watkins here breaking it down here from the morning news with you. Now, how 100% is Dak? Can he be the athlete that was runner-up MVP in 2023 coming off that avulsion fracture?
I think so. He's moving around pretty good. You know, he's bigger in his legs, and he said that was because of the rehab work he was doing. He feels good. He's a little grumpy when you say he's injury-prone because he said, look, I broke my thumb hitting a helmet. That's not being injury-prone. And I said, well, you get hurt every other year. So, you know, but hey, you know, that's, you know. That's our little thing, right? So,
I got your back. He is at this point. I mean, I don't feel more comfortable about Dak right now than I did about Tony, like in 2015.
That's a good example there. I like that. But Dak is healthy. I've always liked Dak as a quarterback. But this is year 10 now. Yeah. So, hey, man, how it's playing in the league, you got to do something for us now. So, and he understands that. Born anybody, and so the pressure's on him, and it always has been on him to deliver a championship to the city. And it's been 29 years since I don't know if you guys were born last time they won the Super Bowl. So
I was 16 in their dominance, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. Oh yeah, I was living in New York.
Yeah, what's going on? You guys about to poach Jason Kidd? What the hell, Calvin?
You know, the Mavericks told the Knicks, nah, man, we keeping Jay Kidd. So, I don't know, you know, we're going to hire Joe Torre. We're going to hire Joe Torre. We're going to do something different outside the box.
Hey, what's this about Mingo? Is he really going to put it together? I mean, like the catch percentage throughout his career is so low. I just I thought this was another failed trade, but he's turning some eyes there at the Stara.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good. He is. It was tough to get traded last year, right? And his head was spinning. You know, he's used to playing three positions, and then he put him on the X and the outside. That's the position he's playing now. He seems to be a lot comfortable with Dak Prescott. And he had noted that, hey, he had two different offensive coordinators, three different head coaches, you know, two different quarterbacks in 2 years. So there's so much going on. And now here he is in Dallas with the same quarterback, in a sense, Dak, until he got hurt last year, right? And, you know, the coordinators change here, but I think he had a full offseason. So we'll see if he was worth that fourth-round pick. You know what I'm saying? Because before they had the Pickens trade, it was like, is Jonathan Mingo the number two guy at wideout? Or is it Jalen Tolbert? And now as you get Pickens, now you can say Mingo can kind of slide in there with Tolbert as a 3-4. You might have an okay receiving core.
What's the position that you're most concerned or you still have the biggest questions about between now and training camp?
Running back and cornerback. I don't know who the starting running back is going to be. I think it's going to be a committee, and Javonte Williams is the lead of that committee. And they have Miles Sanders, and they got Blue and that kind of thing. So I'm not sure how that's going to play itself out. The cornerback situation is interesting. They're not going to have Diggs until middle of the season, maybe. The third-round pick, Revel, he's going to start training camp on the pup. And he's a third-round pick, so he's supposed to get a lot of playing time. So I'm not sure if he'll be ready week one. Deron Bland was in the slot in the offseason work, and he's not happy about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to figure out who's going to be your starting corners. You know, I do know Deron Bland's going to be on the field, but everybody else, I don't know. So those are the two main spots that I'm really concerned about, corner and running back.
Is it possible they get a deal done with Bland before the season starts?
I don't think so. I think they want to wait to take care of Mr. Parsons. And then they want to see how Bland is. They got a lot of corners now. Remember, they traded for a corner. They drafted a corner. They got Diggs coming back. So they got a lot of corners there. So I think they wanted to see how Bland plays this year because, it took him a while to come back from that toe injury that he had. And then there's another guy they got to pay, Tyler Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he signed through 2026. So, you know, Tyler's going to want his money, you know. So I think they're going to wait to see on Bland. Bland might be one of those kind of guys like Jake Ferguson where when the season ends, then you assess where you are and say, oh, Jake had 14 touchdowns and 60 catches. Okay, let's pay him. Bland had 6 interceptions and 18 pass deflections. Okay, let's pay him. You know, I'm just throwing those numbers out there. So you want to see what kind of year they have before you say, all right, let's get our checkbook and sign him.
Before we let you go, Calvin, it is a Friday, and as Uh-oh. Such, we ask all our guests what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
I'm not drinking anything right now. I'm on a twice a week drinking
schedule.
Schedule. Yeah.
Oh, he's ball sacking us.
Did you say binge?
I don't believe you.
No, I got this 14-year-old Glenlivet sitting here that I've been like yelling my name for the last 2 weeks that I might have to pop open tomorrow. So,
but appreciate
you. But yesterday I went to the cigar lounge in Casa Monte Cristo and I was going to order, I almost ordered a drink, almost messed up because you only have 2 days, so you want to make them count, right?
Yeah.
So I got a Heineken Zero.
There you go.
I don't know if that counts.
Welcome to my world.
That's what I had.
Counts in my book. Well, thank you for your insights. Enjoy this little summer stretch, and we will see you in Oxnard, sir.
Oh, that'd be great. Great. We can have a drink, maybe. One of the days I can drink. That'd be good.
You got to plan it.
Absolutely. Sounds good. There he goes. Calvin Watkins, Morning News, longtime beat writer of the Cowboys. Would you say senior writer at this point? I mean, he asked the first question. He took David Moore's spot.
Yeah.
That's
him and Clarence, for sure.
For
Todd Archer.
okay, we got to run. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan on a Friday. Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief.
Fantastic Cowboys and Mavs news you're not going to want to miss, plus the return of the biggest star in sports next to the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.